German musician Volker Bertelmann doesn't just play the piano, he plays with the piano. Bertelmann, who makes music under the name Hauschka, started playing as a child in a small German village. As an adult, he was close to choosing a career in medicine, but ultimately gave it up and went back to music. First hip-hop, then techno. Finally, he settled on this sound. It's what's called the prepared piano. Hauschka's latest album is called Abandoned City. And like his previous albums, Bertelmann has crafted his sound by opening up his piano and attaching all sorts of stuff on the strings. Bottle caps, ping pong balls, tambourines, trash even. And in that process, he creates multiple instruments out of one. His experimental sound has drawn fans. Fans who want to help.
People coming to my concerts, bringing me a bag full of things, and they say, hey, we collected this year stuff that we think could be awesome. And
how often is that stuff actually useful, and how often is it just stuff they found under their couch cushions?
Well, sometimes the stuff that they found under their couch cushions are awesome. But but the funny thing is that you have a lot of times you have a different imagination of what can sound awesome, and in the end it sounds like nothing. One example is these metal pads that you're using for cleaning pots, metal wool.
Yeah, steel wool pads.
Yeah, steel wool. And I went into a shop and I thought, oh man, this is exactly what I need today. So I bought a couple of those and I brought them home. I put them in the piano and I played like a maniac to make something with it. But there was nothing happening.
Oh,
they were just like
good.
Lying there like stupid creatures in the piano. So, you know, I took them back in the kitchen and we're still using them for cleaning our pots.
When was the first time that you realized that there were all these options open to you with something like a prepared piano?
Well, the first time, I think, when I was maybe around 10 or 11, because I was a big fan of synthesizers, but the touch of the keyboard was much nicer on a real piano. I wanted to have a different sound on the piano without not sitting in front of it, and I had no money for anything, so the only thing I could imagine was that I changed something with the hammers. And so I used a lot of tags, and I put all the tags in every hammer. Then suddenly the piano changed to a harpsichord, and my mom realized it once because she wanted to play Bach in the evening, and she was like, oh my God, you know.
What did you do to our piano?
Yes, and that was the last time I was preparing the piano when I was a kid. And then later, when I did my first piano record in 2001, I was thinking, how can I create hi-hats on the piano without using a computer? And I use like these Christmas cake bags, and they are really crispy. And so I put them between the hammers and the strings, and that added a kind of hi-hat sound. And what happened actually straight away was my whole kind of piano playing changed radically.
Why? How so?
Suddenly the function of those keys are differently. They are actually percussive elements that you want to, for example, if you play a kind of groovy track, you want to have those sounds going through the whole track. So you somehow, you have to find a way with the size of your hand to play, for example, two keys that are doing a constant rhythm, and the other three fingers are using the other keys to play maybe a melody on top of that.
You must like that challenge, though, recreating what the piano can do, and then that forces you to adapt.
Totally. It leads in a lot of questions about yourself. Are you able to actually jump over habits? Are you able to actually work on a bigger scale than you normally think and feel that things that seem to be impossible are suddenly possible?
Let's talk about this new album.
Right.
You named the album Abandoned City. Every track on it is named, apparently, after a city that's vacant, that has been abandoned somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Why?
Because when I finished the music and I wrote all the tracks, I was looking for a kind of metaphor for a feeling that I have when I'm working concentrated on something. I'm in a kind of state of mind that is always switching between loneliness and fulfillment. And I was looking for a metaphor that somehow expresses this. So a friend of mine gave me this picture of a parking garage in Las Vegas that is not finished. I saw this picture and I was completely attracted to that. I felt like, oh man, that's exactly how I feel when I write. It's actually something that has a kind of structure and the shape is beautiful, but there's also a kind of very rudimental loneliness in there.
Volker, you feel like an empty parking lot?
Yes. Yeah, in a way, yes. Well, you should see a picture of that. It's beautiful. No, but I don't know if you know what I mean. I mean, when you write something, for example, or you work intensively, even when you do some gardening or things like that. And I was actually looking for pictures that are expressing a kind of similar feeling. And abandoned cities, in a way, have that. It's a kind of civilization that is gone in a way, and on the other side there is a huge chance of starting something new.
Volker Bertelmann is the man behind Hauschka. His latest album is called Abandoned City. He spoke with us from Dusseldorf, Germany. Volker, thank you so much for taking the time and talking about your music with us.
Thank you, Rachel.